We've tackled a lot of heavy topics on the show today. So tell you what, let's finish with Balkan mariachi. Yeah, you heard me right. Turns out that Mexican mariachi music caught on big time in Cold War Yugoslavia. My BBC colleague Pablo Esperza went to Belgrade to find out why.
Mexican cinema was very famous and very popular in Yugoslavia, and there were local bands imitating those songs played in Mexican movies. So it was a homegrown style.
That's wild. So Mexican mariachi music, Mexican movies. Why did this Mexican culture become so popular in the former Yugoslavia?
To know that origin, we have to look into the Cold War. After the Second World War, Yugoslavia became a socialist country, but they broke relations with the USSR. So they stopped importing films and music from the USSR. Mm. So they had to look somewhere else, and they couldn't go to Hollywood or to the West because they were a socialist country. So they found that alternative in Mexico. It was like a third way, to say so, not from Hollywood, not from the Soviets. So it was kind of in the middle.
Is there some cultural affinity between the two cultures that makes this kind of a natural fit? Like, you know, Balkan and Mexican cultures, what do they have in common?
To be honest, Slavko Perovic, this famous Mexican song singer of the time, who now is 83, he told me that actually Serbians and Mexicans have something in common, which is that they are very temperamental. He said to me, when we laugh, we laugh. When we cry, we cry. We do it in a true way. So probably that openness is something that links the culture with the Latin culture of Mexico.
So you met Slavko Perovic, one of the stars of that scene in the former Yugoslavia. How did he go about learning these songs?
Well, according to what he told me, he went to movies, he liked the songs that were played in those movies, and he started bringing his own recorder to the film theater and registering all the songs. Then back home, he started transcribing the sounds because he didn't speak Spanish at all, and he doesn't speak Spanish now either. So he started to imitate the sounds of the music and the sounds of the lyrics.
Do you have a personal favorite song after going to Belgrade and kind of digging into this mariachi culture there?
There's one that I liked very much because it's a very popular traditional Mexican tune, Las Mañanitas, which in English would be like Little Mornings, something like that, that is sung for birthdays and name days. And in Serbo-Croatian, they adapted it to their own taste, but they started using it in a very different context as well. Instead of using it for birthdays or for name days, they started using it to pay tribute to their mothers.
Our friend at the BBC, Pablo Esperza, helping us keep the little-known cult sound of Balkan mariachi alive. Thank you very much, Pablo. Good to speak.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, like I always say, nothing that a little Balkan mariachi can't solve. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.